I, Honorable Lucky Orimison Ayedatiwa, the Deputy Governor of Ondo State, present to you Oba Adeleke Adefemi Adegbite Adedoyin II, your instrument of appointment as the Owale of Ikare Agogo.
Ondo State Governor Oluwarotimi Akeredolu, represented by Deputy Governor Lucky Ayedatiwa, urged traditional rulers to act within their jurisdictions to avoid communal crisis.
Government will not tolerate any situation where either of you, Owale or Olukare, will go beyond your respective areas of jurisdictions and responsibilities.
Governor Akeredolu, however, beckoned on the people of Ikare to maintain the existing peace after Olokoja crisis that rocked the town. Governor Akeredolu urged them to take security matters serious towards ending criminalities in their domains.
We are all aware of the current state of insecurity in the country. Therefore, under no circumstance shall we tolerate another wave of killing of innocent citizens and wanton destruction of properties over any security issue in the community. Let me therefore seize this opportunity to warn all traditional rulers to desist from fomenting unnecessary trouble over the appointment of chiefs.
The governor said government alone could not do it and sought for the support of the kings to secure the land in all ramifications. In an acceptance speech, the newly staffed Owale of Ikare, Oba Adeleke Adegbite Adedoyin, assured the government of Ondo State and the people that he will do everything possible to bring development to the town.
Let us embrace peace and unity needed to transform Ikare land for better.
On his part, President 130 Crowns of Ondo State and the Akapinsa of Inkpinsa, Oba Muni Olufumilayo, helped the new king to follow the footsteps of his father.
As he follows the footsteps of his father, the powerful cooperation with his community and seats.
Traditional rulers across Akoko land, religious leaders, and political stalwarts attended the event. In Kare Akoko, John Ebiofini, Radio Nigeria.